Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
The Pitch Your Business competition is back once again, and registrations are now officially open. If you have a business idea, are starting a new venture, or want to grow your small business, then this competition is for you. Today we're joined by Leonie Greling and Johan Landsberg, who will be highly involved in the training and education process of the competition. And they're joining us today to give us more insight and a glimpse into what the entrants can expect from the competition. So Leonie, the Pitch Your Business competition is now on its third year and growing strong. For those who are being introduced to it for the first time, can you briefly explain what it is and who it's for?
Yes, so the competition is really designed to empower aspiring and early stage entrepreneurs, which we do by giving them the opportunity to showcase their business ideas, they receive online training, and they compete for media exposure and business development support. So to give you an idea, participants go through a structured development process where they learn how to refine their business concepts, they develop a business model, and they craft a compelling pitch and present their idea through a pitch video, with our finalists actually pitching their businesses to a panel of judges. So it's really about equipping entrepreneurs with the tools, the confidence, and the visibility which they need to take their business ideas to the next level.
Ah, awesome, awesome. It sounds very nerve-wracking, especially when you mention judges and panels. Being judged is such a difficult thing. Johan, on your side, why would you say it's important for South Africa and Africa at large to cultivate entrepreneurship through initiatives like Pitch Your Business as a competition? And why is it particularly important to learn how to pitch effectively?
Yes, given we have quite a challenge in South Africa with unemployment, and a lot of the other African countries have the same issue, unemployment and a low growth economy. And one of the easiest ways to, or the best way to solve that is just by growing the economy. That will create jobs. And we all know that entrepreneurship is actually a very good tool to actually grow the economy and create jobs, because it empowers people not to wait for a job, but to become employers. And then on the pitching side of things, I thought about it this morning again. You know, it doesn't matter if you work for a salary, if you're still in school, if you're your own boss, if you can't sell your idea or your product, you can't go anywhere. So I think pitching is a crucial skill to learn, so that you can easily promote your business or sell your product or sell your idea to somebody else.
Yeah, I've heard that we all actually are already selling ourselves on a daily basis, whether it's looking for a job or convincing someone that you're a trustworthy person, or, you know, just even in the way that you dress and speak. So we might as well learn to do it in a professional manner, so as to give ourselves a little competitive advantage in the entrepreneurial space. Leonie, by my understanding, the competition has three phases. Can you briefly walk us through each phase? And can you also touch on some of the learning outcomes that participants can expect from the training sessions in each phase?
Yes, there are indeed three phases. So firstly, participants receive idea to concept development training, where after they then submit their business concepts to us, and an evaluation panel reviews the submissions to then select the top 30 participants, who then go through to the next round. The second phase entails business model canvas training, with participants submitting their completed business model canvases for evaluation, resulting in the selection of our top 20 participants. Then in the third phase, participants receive business pitch training, which you alluded to earlier, and then submit a short pitch video for evaluation, with us selecting our top six participants, who then compete for the prizes at a pitching event. So in addition to the training, participants also get the opportunity to potentially participate in radio interviews throughout the process, which means that they do not only learn how to develop an idea into a business concept and a business model, which they then are equipped to present to interested parties through their business pitch, but they also potentially benefit from media exposure. So there's a whole host of benefits to be had for those who participate in the Pitch Your Business competition.
Oh, fantastic. And I suppose I should also mention that a lot of the questions that we work on the radio side are questions that are centered around the competition itself. So you get a chance to actually flex your muscles in terms of what you've learned in the training sessions. Practically apply it. So Johan, who would you say is eligible to enter the Pitch Your Business competition? We actually get this question quite a lot because a lot of people, some think they're too old, some think that their business is too successful, some people think they're far out, not based in South Africa, or maybe they speak a different language. So who would you say is eligible to enter the competition, and is there any fee to enter or register?
Okay, so I'll start with the last part first. No, there's no fee to enter or register. It's an easy answer in a sense. Anybody can participate in this competition. But there's always, if you have a successful business and it's been running for 20 years, maybe this is not the competition for you. We're going to bore you. This is specifically focused on aspiring entrepreneurs or entrepreneurs in the early phases of their business. Now, what it means is it can even be somebody that's been in business for the past 5 years, but they feel that the business is not growing, they are getting frustrated. Those are the people that can enter, because I think that is where this competition can add the most value.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. Leone, in what languages will the training be conducted, and how will you ensure that participants are able to access the training from anywhere in Africa?
Yeah, so seeing that it's the common business language, the training is conducted in English, which we offer by way of online videos. This means that anyone with a reasonable internet connection across Africa can actually access the video. So as long as you are able to get onto the internet, access the video, download it, and so on, you are based somewhere in Africa, you will be able to access the training videos.
Okay, fantastic. Johan, and this is going to be my last question. The prizes consist of marketing exposure and mentorship. Can you elaborate on how these prizes may benefit those who commit to seeing the competition through to the end?
Yeah, I think in a lot of instances, people think that money is the most important component when you start a business, and that is actually not true. I think coaching and mentoring and guiding a person is very valuable to help aspiring and new entrepreneurs to build and grow their businesses. So I think that's the value of having a coach or a mentor, because starting a new business can be very daunting. And especially if you haven't done it before, there's a lot of uncertainties. And I think the coaching and mentoring specifically get rid of a lot of the uncertainties, and there's a person that you can speak to. So there's a lot of value in that. And the moment your business is at the point where you're selling products and you need to reach out to your customers, that's where the marketing exposure is of great value. Because like I said, in terms of if you can't pitch, nobody will know about your product and won't be able to buy it. So I think that is where the value of the marketing exposure comes in.
Okay, yeah, that makes perfect sense. Yeah, and I'm really, really looking forward to this year meeting and interviewing a lot of the entrants or the participants and seeing and learning and seeing how they adjust and change and learn throughout the competition until we get to meet some of them at the grand finale event, as you mentioned, Leone, where they'll have to compete in front of judges. Even just thinking about it myself, knowing that I won't be competing, I find that a bit nerve-wracking, to be quite honest. Yeah, so thank you both so much for your time, and I'm sure that you guys are also excited about the 2025 pitch your business competition?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's just grown from strength to strength. And, you know, it's probably one of the most impactful things that we can do for entrepreneurs is to support them. And we've really had a great time in the last 2 years. And this year will probably be even better.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I fully agree. Mm-hmm. I'm also looking forward to this year's competition.
Ah, fantastic. So thank you so much. So remember that registrations are now open until the 31st of May midnight. The Pitch Your Business competition is brought to you by the Northwest University's Faculty of Economic Management Science and its Beehive Enterprise Development Center, IM Youth, Radio Pulpit, and TBN Africa.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.